Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your host for the next 30 minutes, Prophet Patricia Williams. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And also, I thank each of you for tuning in so faithfully. As we continue to discuss the topics, various topics, I tend to see that many of you have asked me to do some more deeper revelation and have given me some topics. And as I pray over them and as God releases me on what day or what week to share, I definitely will. Please remember, I am not ignoring any emails or anything. I'm just waiting on the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I ask that you would just please be patient and thank each and every one of you for really praying for us, for the state of Louisiana, because some parts of Louisiana was really hit hard, especially the city that I reside in. It was hit hard. I was without power for 7 days, and many people are still without power. Food was lost, and we even had some lives lost. I believe the total count now is 22. That was mixed in with heat exhaustion, as well as Hurricane Laura. So please keep the families in prayer as well. And I also ask, don't forget, if you can help anybody, if you can help somebody, if the Lord lays it on your heart to give to this worthy cause, because I know there is a fund that's going on to help the people that has been really affected by it, please give. If the Lord lay it on your heart to sow a seed into the fund, please do, because it's a lot of people that lost their homes, lost their vehicles, just plain was just affected by this. And the prayers are much needed as well. So I do want to encourage you also to please tune in each Monday at 5:30. And if you have any questions or comments, would you please call 319-527-6072. It's 319-527-6072. And like I said, on last Monday, we didn't have it because due to the storm. So thank God that mine came on Thursday, and I thank and I praise God that I didn't lose anything. God was watching over me, and I thank God for that. And also, you can visit my website at patriciajwilliams.com, and where you can patronize my books and my CDs as well to add to your spiritual library. I mean, there's some revelated books that after, you know, when God gives you something to write, and when you read it, and you like, God, you gave me that, or God, I didn't even know this, and you actually wrote it, because God was feeding you, and after that you get through with it, or you just jot it down, and you look at it, and the revelation just pop out at you. So these are the kind of books that God has given me, and it's straight from the throne room himself. So if you have any questions or comments, please call the show, and if you would like to purchase a book, they have little avenues there where you can sow a seed into the ministry. I'm telling you, you are sowing into good ground. I'm telling you, this is magnificent ground. I've had miracles, testimonies. One lady sold 1 week. The next week, she had purchased her a home. I mean, God uses this ministry to let people know your money is not being wasted, because there's various things that I'm doing for the kingdom. And then better yet, I'm still working a 9-to-5 job. Amen. But I love ministry and I love God's people. So with that being said, we're going to go right into it. We have been talking about the seven spirits of God, which is the spirit of, which are the spirit of the Lord, spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of might, of knowledge, and of fear of the Lord. These are the seven spirits of God. And we are taking the context, from Revelation 3 and 1. And it said, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. During this time, we will discuss all of the seven spirits of God. So now we have discussed all of them, and so now we are on the spirit of knowledge. One moment. Greetings, Apostle. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing good, woman, man of God. I'm just elated that we have utilities, but I was just sharing with the people to please continue to be prayerful, because some of them don't have utilities, and this is going on day 10 for some people. So we're going to keep some people lifted, keep everybody lifted, because this was a storm that wasn't expected to just do this much damage. But I thank God that some of us made it through. Some of us made it through. Yes, Lord Jesus. So we're going to talk about the spirit of knowledge. I had ran down the other spirits of the seven spirits of God. So we're on the spirit of knowledge. I do believe, man of God, that wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, they all go together, but they have different meaning and different parts. Each one of them have their own significant outcome or meaning. They all are together, but one is deeper than the other, per se. So we're going to talk about the spirit of knowledge and how important it is to basically know what you're talking about. Just to put it out like that, just know what you're talking about. Because you have some people out here, man of God, that is just talking, but they don't know what they're talking about. So the floor is yours.
Amen. Glory to God. When you think about the spirit of knowledge, you have to understand that, and I was reading earlier, in fact, just brushing up in 1 Corinthians where it speaks specifically about this. But the word of knowledge is associated with the ability to teach the faith, but also it works with forms of revelation and also with prophecy. What a lot of people don't understand is the spirit of knowledge is the first cousin to wisdom, because wisdom is something that you pray for. Remember, the Bible says that Solomon prayed for wisdom and he received it. But in order, after you have the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge comes upon you to where you're able to teach and translate what heaven is saying. A lot of people have the wisdom, but they do not have the knowledge and the know-how in order to translate what the heavens are saying in this hour, and how to translate prophecy and how to translate the word of God. Because a lot of people are confused, woman of God. They think wisdom and knowledge same thing, but one without the other really makes you, in a lot of ways, makes you useless. Because one, if we look at the word of God, if you really look at it, when we saw that how the word of God says many are called but few are chosen, without being everybody called, but when you have that chosen, that's when you're ready to go. Same way with someone. I've never seen someone walk straight with only one shoe on, but when they have a pair of shoes on, they're actually able to walk normal and walk faster. Same way with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. They go hand in hand, and they balance each other, because they teach. One is one that you ask for, and the other is what you are anointed to teach and to translate.
Okay, so that's very good. So there is a difference between the gift of knowledge and the word of knowledge, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and the gift of knowledge, woman of God, is something that everybody at one time could be blessed with. But the word of knowledge is the one that heaven actually anoints and gives you the ability to translate. It's the same way. Everybody could sing. I got a lot of people who could sing. They have a gift. But they're not anointed. They don't have the authorization to change atmospheres. They don't have the authorization to welcome the spirit of the living God in the building, because they just have a gift. For example, somebody I look at all the time, and every time she performs, somebody by the name of Fantasia. Fantasia is an R&B singer, but I swear, woman of God, she missed her calling. And the reason why she missed her calling is because this girl is more anointed than half of the worship leaders I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But thing because her gift thing is what's making room for her, and it is what's making room for her. But
yeah.
but that
mm-hmm.
that anointing that's on her life gives her mm-hmm. the ability to shift atmospheres and to
yeah.
translate specifically what heaven is saying.
Exactly, and I've seen that even in the midst of her concerts, where there she can shift it when she gets ready to sing a gospel song. She can shift it. So a person like that, man of God, and then I'm going to just throw it out there. God can use them both ways.
Yes.
Do you feel mm-hmm. like God can use them both ways to bring in souls as well as what she's doing now? Because right now she is a R&B singer. But then when she gets to a point to where she wants to do a gospel song, her whole attitude changed and everything. I feel like God can use her in that realm right there to bring them in. Would you say as well? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because she actually knows how to get on. She's actually been on that level. But she
yes.
understands why God has her in the position that God has her in. See, somebody with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge
mm-hmm.
understands sometimes that God send you certain places in order to bring other people out. But knowledge will teach you, not the spirit
mm-hmm.
of wisdom is what you have, but the spirit of knowledge will teach you to go sit with them, but not be
mm-hmm.
like them. But be
yeah.
yourself enough to be relatable to get them out.
Yeah, and you know, these, let me put it, these traditional people, really, really
yes.
traditional people will want to throw rocks at you saying that you're not saved when you is singing a secular song and you would shift over to a gospel song. But in this day and hour, man of God, we can't say what God is not doing in this hour to bring his people in. That's why it's good to have the word of knowledge, wisdom, everything. I mean, you got to have it all, because God, just like you say, God will use us to go among them, but will not allow
yeah.
us to, you know, act like them. So that's why we have to have a spirit to be open and willing to receive. Because just like I said once before, you got some people think that, oh, no, she going to hell or then he going to hell just because he was around this person here or then that person there. And where they are missing the entire point of the whole situation. So you have anything for to say about that, when a person hears the spirit of the Lord to go and do something where that somebody else may not, you know, like it, approve it?
Woman of God, I will tell you this. I've seen
mm-hmm.
a lot of traditional saints mess up
yeah.
a whole ministry moment. And I say
yeah.
it like that for this reason. God
mm-hmm.
sometimes will send us in some peculiar places, and he'll call
yeah.
us to do some awkward things. I remember, woman of God, in the premature stages of my ministry, I would go stand
mm-hmm.
in front of the club at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Lafayette, Louisiana, in
yeah.
Lafayette, Louisiana, it's the Simcoe Strip. And they got the Miami
mm-hmm.
Moon, and they had Club 904. They had all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I would literally
yeah.
stand there, and
mm-hmm.
I would witness to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pass out tracts and the whole nine yards. The saints
yeah. Yeah.
saw me down there one night,
mm-hmm.
went and told my pastor. And, of course, my pastor started laughing. And instead of them coming stand with me, they was ready to condemn me because they thought I was drinking and I was in the club. My point I'm trying to make is never be so religious and so small-minded until you despise and push away what actually could be a very good ministry moment. Because, woman of God, I wasn't standing there singing with them. I wasn't smoking cigarettes. I wasn't drinking. If you remember in the Word of God, in the gospel, Jesus went to the sinners and he slept with the sinners. But a lot of them seasoned saints, woman of God, they can't go sit among them sinners, because then you're gonna find out how weak they really are, and they're gonna start doing what them sinners are doing.
Yes. That is so right, because I know during this outage, we had to go to a different hotels and stuff. And then the first thing that came to my mind, because I was like, okay, because we had to go to the Paragon Hotel because everything else was booked up. So I had to go to Marksville. And then I'm like, okay, God, what if somebody see me going in the hotel? The first thing they going to say, she gambling. Not knowing, I'm just going to a hotel room because I didn't have anywhere else to go.
Right.
But during that time, you know, God could have used me to a minister to, you know, anybody. And just you said, we are so spiritually, we are too spiritual sometimes, because I know there's a saying, because I don't know whether or not this is in the Bible or not, don't be so spiritual until you are no earthly good. I mean, some people are just spiritual until they are no earthly good. It's okay to, you know, hang with them, but you don't have to do what they do, because that's what sets us apart. We don't do what they do. So, man of God, you have any last words on the spirit of knowledge? Because this is what we need in this day and hour. We need that spiritual gift of knowledge. We need it. Not only the gift, we need the word. Because some people is trying to work the gift without the word, and you got to have it both.
One thing I will say, woman of God, in closing is that if we want to actually bring back the legitimacy of what ministry is and of what church is, even in this hour where things are so unorthodox, we're going to have to learn how to be flexible. I'm not saying throw out a gimmick. I'm not saying do things that are contrary to the word of God. I'm saying do what Jesus done. Do what Yahshua done. In order to reach the people, you're not going to reach a whole lot of prostitutes if you're sitting down in church. That's not their office. You got to go to their office. You got to go to their corners. You're not going to reach a lot of trap boys unless you go where they go stand and they go sell their merchandise. You understand that we are pilgrims. The Bible explains. Only passing through. Yeah. But at the same time, you have to walk in this earth. Mm-hmm. You have to be mindful of what's going on inside this earth. And I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I don't want to just be around the saints. I want to be around them who just got saved and they're still broken and they're still contrite. Yeah. But you're going to miss a whole ministry moment by thinking that you're in error every time you're doing something. And it's sad, woman of God, that we got to consider. You are a saved woman, been a saved woman for many, many, many years, and you still in the back of your mind got to think, well, what if somebody see me? And woman of God, I've done that a couple of months ago, a while back. Yeah. I love the food. We love the food at the casino in Kinder, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Wonderful food. And I said, man, that show would be good. I said, but no, let me not go in there, because in this world of modern technology, they would swear my plate of greens and rice would have been a slot machine.
Yeah.
You could blatantly see what I'm going to do. But it's just the point. And it's sad you have to be that way, because
people
are so judgmental of the church, and the church is so judgmental of the church that they don't realize that they're not operating actually in wisdom, that they actually are operating in condemnation.
Exactly. That is so true. That is so true. Man of God, I thank you so much. This was a topic that hit home right here. I mean, we all need this. And thank you so much for tuning in faithfully with me. Thank you for your prayers, and you continue to pray for us. And I thank everybody else for tuning in. So until next Monday, everybody have a blessed week and be cool. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless you.